From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hundreds of thousands march in protests on Donald Trump's first full day as president. Celebrities, entertainers, and political activists called for outspoken opposition to Trump's policies on immigration, the environment, and women's rights. Singer and actress Madonna brought around huge cheers from the crowd here in Washington when she unexpectedly appeared near the end of a rally near the U.S. Capitol.
Today marks the beginning of our story. The revolution starts here.
Other celebrities who appeared on stage to cheer on the demonstrators included songwriter Alicia Keys, actor Scarlett Johansson, and R&B artist Maxwell. Filmmaker Michael Moore told the crowd not to be intimidated by the new administration.
So I woke up this morning, picked up the Washington Post, and the headline read, "Trump takes power." I don't think so! Here's the power! Here's the majority of America, right here!
Organizers of the Women's March had planned for a rally near the U.S. Capitol to be followed by a march to the White House. However, the crowd turned out to be much larger than expected, and the march had to be rerouted. The Washington Metro Twitter account said that nearly 600,000 people had ridden the trains as of 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Similar protests were held in several U.S. cities, as well as in London, Paris, Berlin, Sydney, and Rio de Janeiro. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump told 400 CIA employees that no one feels stronger about the intelligence community than he does. Speaking in front of a memorial wall at CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, Trump told those gathered that he had unqualified support for them.
But I want to say that there is nobody that feels stronger about the intelligence community and the CIA than Donald Trump. There's nobody.
The meeting followed Trump's repeated and sharp public criticism of U.S. intelligence agencies, at times belittling their conclusions that Russia attempted to influence last year's election. Trump said Saturday he stopped at the CIA first because what he called dishonest people in the media made it sound like he had a feud with the intelligence community. He also criticized reporters for underestimating the size of his inauguration crowd. Meanwhile, a spokesman for former CIA Director John Brennan said that Brennan was deeply saddened and angered at what he called Trump's despicable display of self-aggrandizement in front of the CIA's memorial wall of agency heroes. Later at the White House, spokesman Sean Spicer sharply criticized reporters, accusing them of minimizing the crowd size for President Trump's inauguration. Spicer insisted that Trump's inauguration was the largest and most watched ever, and said the media falsely reported the size of the crowd.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe. Even the New York Times printed a photograph showing that a misrepresentation of the crowd in the original tweet in their paper, which showed the full extent of the support, depth, and crowd and intensity that existed.
Spicer said that more people had used the Washington Metro for Trump's inauguration than for former President Obama's second inaugural. However, the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority said 570,557 people took trips on Friday in total. That's compared with 1.1 million trips for President Obama's 2009 inauguration and 782,000 in 2013. Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh is leaving his country, ending a political standoff that briefly saw two men claiming leadership of the tiny West African nation. Jammeh flew out of the capital, Banjul, Saturday night, hours after announcing he would relinquish power. Adama Barrow defeated Jammeh in the December elections, but the former president had contested the results. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.